From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. European foreign ministers have urged Turkey to open its border to Syrian refugees. EU officials are asking Ankara to open a border crossing where tens of thousands of Syrian civilians arrived this week, fleeing a massive government offensive in Aleppo province. EU foreign policy chief Federica Mogherini said Saturday that Europe's support for Turkey is intended to help the country handle the influx of refugees.
The support that the European Union is providing to Turkey, among others, is aimed exactly at guaranteeing that Turkey has the means, the instruments, the resources to protect and to host people that are seeking asylum.
Turkey's foreign minister Mevlut Cavusoglu said outside the meeting that his country will keep an open-door policy for people fleeing aggression from the Syrian government and Russian airstrikes. However, the main border crossing near the Turkish city of Kilis remains shut to refugees who are being sent to camps on the Syrian side. As many as 55,000 people are descending on the Turkish border. A temporary tent city has been set up on the Syrian side of the border to house them. Syria's foreign minister Walid al-Mualim has warned Saudi Arabia not to send troops to his country, threatening during a press conference Saturday that troops would be sent back home in coffins. Mualim insisted the Syrian government would not agree to any ceasefire on the ground as long as Islamic State, al-Qaeda, and other terrorist groups continue to fight in the country. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Representatives of the United States, China, Pakistan, and Afghanistan have adopted a roadmap to promote direct peace talks between the Afghan government and the Afghan Taliban. VOA's Aisha Tanzim has details from Islamabad.
Opening the meeting, Pakistan's advisor to the Prime Minister on Foreign Affairs, Sartaj Aziz, said all parties should try to bring the maximum number of Taliban to the table.
This will contribute to importing a momentum to the process, offering incentive of political mainstreaming of the insurgent groups and gradually shrink the space for the irreconcilables.
The Afghan Taliban, on the other hand, called the statement a one-sided affair, which would not produce any results. They told VOA they would not end the war until foreign forces withdrew from the country. The next meeting of the group will be on February 23rd in Kabul. Aisha Tanzim, VOA News, Islamabad.
Thousands of rescue workers in Taiwan clawed through vast mounds of wreckage early Sunday searching for survivors of a powerful earthquake that ravaged the city of Tainan. Authorities say that Saturday's 6.4 magnitude quake killed at least 17 people in the city of 2 million residents. Most of the victims were in a 17-story apartment building that was left flattened beyond recognition. Two other partially collapsed buildings were left tilting sharply away from their foundations, with their lower floors crumpled under hundreds of tons of concrete and steel. Taiwan's official central news agency said that nearly 500 people were injured. It said that more than 150 were still missing early Sunday. Taiwan is often rattled by earthquakes, but most of them are minor. However, in 1999, a 7.4 magnitude quake killed more than 2,300 people. Seven Republican presidential hopefuls have another debate in New Hampshire in just a few hours, less than 3 days before that northeastern U.S. state's primary election. Billionaire real estate tycoon Donald Trump is taking the stage Saturday, somewhat chastened by his second-place finish in Iowa's caucuses on February 1st. Texas Senator Ted Cruz won in Iowa, with Trump finishing second, barely ahead of Florida Senator Marco Rubio, the youngest candidate in the Republican field. Ohio Governor John Kasich, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, and former neurosurgeon Ben Carson will also take part in the debate. On the Democratic side, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders have no more debates before Tuesday's primary. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.